I'm Barb Scala. Welcome to Bloom Talk, my conversations with people who are blooming and sprinkling their seeds for success, for growing an inspired life, cultivating more balance in our busy lifestyles, and living more healthy and natural. So bloom with me, bloom with Barb, on Bloom Talk, next. Welcome to Bloom with Barb and my very special guest, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, who's been a frequent guest here. And we're talking today about sprouting your way to vitality. And this is part one in a two-part conversation with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, who is a well-known expert on diet and nutrition, high-level wellness, natural remedies, balanced living, and human potential. She's the author of over 26 books and numerous magazine articles on the topic. Welcome, Dr. Susan.
Well, it's so wonderful to be with you again, Barb, and I'm so excited and passionate about this topic.
As always, I love having you because you always have something great to bring us, something natural, because you're known as the natural girl. Tell us a little bit about you for a second for the listeners that haven't been introduced to you.
Well, as you said, I've written actually 27 books. I taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. I lecture all over the country and the world, and I love talking about the best superfoods in the world. And to me, if you said to me, Susan, if there's only one superfood you could eat, which is the best? Without a doubt, I would say sprouts. And you know, how long have I been sprouting? As a teenager, at a time when I was really sick, my grandmother taught me how to grow sprouts and why they were beneficial for healing the body and vibrant health. And ever since, I've been growing sprouts in my kitchen. Right now, Barb, if you came over in just a little bit of space in the corner of my kitchen in some glass jars and a few little stacking trays, I'm growing alfalfa, broccoli, garbanzo bean, red clover, red lentil, blue lentil, and wheatgrass into sprouts. And, you know, and I just am so passionate about sprouts because they're great for your body. I'll say to anyone listening, and I know this sounds so simplified, but it's true, if you want to lose weight or make your skin look better, increase your energy, get rid of depression, improve digestion, prevent constipation, and look younger in 30 days, you want to start eating sprouts. And yes, you can go buy them at your supermarket and your health food store, but you don't know how long they've been on the shelves there, and it's so much better to grow them at home. And clearly, you know, you and I have talked about this before. Since the early 80s, I've had a private practice. People come to see me from all over the world, or I see them and help them heal their body in the most natural way possible. And I've seen amazing things happen to people for all kinds of conditions, especially those I just talked about.
With sprouts. Yeah. What I want to get into two things here, two levels in our conversation here today, Susan. The first is you talked about growing sprouts, and I want to get into that because I'm passionate about this. I have my own garden, small as it is, and I've been eating out of that kale. It will not stop coming from my garden this summer, and as well as then the health benefits. Can we start with growing, because you're on Bloom with Barb, so that's that's what we do here. We grow our lives, and you grow sprouts. I need to know, okay, on your windowsill, if I'm in an apartment or if I'm in a home or whatever, how big a space to grow, let's say, three different kind of sprouts, and does it need to be a sunny spot?
No, oh, absolutely not. So you just need a few inches of space, and you could be 6 years old or you could be just 90, like my neighbor Betty around the corner, who grows all kinds of sprouts. And in a simple glass jar that requires neither sunlight nor soil and only a few minutes work spread out over 3 to 4 days, you can cultivate over 30 kinds of sprouts. So you don't have to toil long and hard, sweating under the summer or fall sun defending your crop from insects and weeds, but you're fully assured that your harvest is organically grown, absolutely fresh, and resoundingly cheap. And literally it costs pennies to grow sprouts. For example, let's just talk for a moment about broccoli sprouts.
Nature's miracle, right? Broccoli.
Absolutely. See, broccoli sprouts are one of the healthiest foods in the world you can eat. And broccoli sprouts, in case you don't know what they look like, they resemble alfalfa sprouts, but they have a little bit more flavor. And if you don't like to eat broccoli, you'll probably love the sprouts. And recent studies at Johns Hopkins University reveals that broccoli sprouts have up to 50 times more anti-cancer chemicals in them than the mature plant of broccoli itself. And keep in mind that it takes 3 to 4 days to grow them from seeds in your kitchen, whereas it takes 55 to 70 days to grow the mature plant. They also discovered that the phytochemicals in broccoli sprouts reduce the risk of breast, stomach, and lung cancers, and 1/4 cup a day, 1/4, so you put it on a sandwich or a salad, whatever, will reduce the risk of cancer by 50%.
That's what I want to talk about, Susan. How do we put the sprouts? What do we do? Are we sprinkling them in salad? Are we cooking with them? Are we eating them raw only? What are the greatest health benefits?
Oh, my gosh. See, there's so much you can do with sprouts. For example, the seed sprouts like broccoli, red clover, which is one of my favorite. And if you look at my current newsletter, you'll have lots of information on sprouting right on my website. But red clover, detoxifying and rejuvenating, looks like alfalfa. Broccoli sprouts look like alfalfa. You can sprout garbanzo beans. You know, I think everyone knows the mung bean sprouts from Chinese restaurants, but how about sprouted radish and sprouted rice? So you can eat them raw. I often put sprouts like sunflower seed sprouts and red clover in my smoothies with a liquid base, with frozen berries, you know, a banana, a little cinnamon, flaxseed. You can't even taste them, but it increases the nutritional value. Garbanzo, if you sprout them, you can make that into all kinds of hummus, and that you can make raw hummus. Of course, you can use the mung beans in sautés. You know, I make sprouted flax crackers and breads, and I make sprouted lentil burgers. You know, so there are lots of recipes in my book called Recipes for Health Bliss. It's a full-color recipe book. You'll learn more about it on my website.
Okay, will you give us a recipe to post on Bloom with Barb, one of those? I don't know, the sprouted crackers kind of sounded interesting to me. Or the hummus, raw sprouted hummus.
Yes, or how about an open-faced hummus sandwich using hummus and red clover sprouts? I can give you a recipe for that to put on your website.
Oh, sounds yummy, because I love all that. Tell me, Susan, okay, so you're growing them. It doesn't cost a lot. It's organic. You don't need a lot of space. Are you snipping them off and they're growing back? For anyone who doesn't have a green thumb at all, how easy is this to do?
Well, wheatgrass or barley grass is different than the seeds. See, the grasses grow up to be about 8 inches high. You cut them off about an inch above the bottom, and then you get a wheatgrass juicer, and you make wonderful wheatgrass or fresh barley grass juice. By the way, I get all of my, because you want to get organic sprouting seeds, I get my seeds and my supplies for over a decade at the best place in America, because they have the best products, and they're organic, and they're the cheapest at handypantry.com. But you see, if you're growing seeds, you know, in fact, let me give you an example of exactly how to do this. Let's say you're growing alfalfa. You take about a tablespoon or two at the most, and you get you can get a starter kit or a glass jar or trays that you stack. I have both. But let's say you're using a glass jar. So you start with a tablespoon of alfalfa seeds. You put them in a jar, and you fill it 3/4 with water, room temperature water, and you swirl it around, and some little seeds will float to the top. You know, who knew we'd talk about UFOs or a one-night stand when we talk about sprouts? But these UFOs are unidentified floating objects. And the ones that float to the top, you pull out and you throw away because they might not germinate. And then you overnight, you let that stand, you know, so that's the one-night stand. You soak. That begins the germination process. And
okay.
Then the next morning, you pour out that water. And by the way, don't throw it away. Soaking water is rich in water-soluble vitamins and minerals, so don't pour it down the kitchen sink. But if you're soaking all the different beans, bean water is really unfit for human consumption if you want to remain sociable and comfortably silent. So you could throw that away. And the grain and seed water you can also use in soups and sauces. So refrigerate it immediately, or it might begin to ferment and turn into near beer. So then you take the soaked seeds, and you sort of, I'm doing it now, you can't see, you shake the jar to spread them out over the jar, and you keep it covered. I put a dish towel over it, and twice a day you rinse it out. So we're looking at 90 seconds of work, and I keep it on a little bit of an angle. See, I usually keep it in the dish drain in the kitchen sink, so it's on a little bit of an angle. I rinse it out twice a day, and the third day you take the dish towel off, and you let light, not direct, but indirect light, in the room reach the jar, and the light makes the sprouts turn green. And by the fourth day, that tablespoon, which will cost about 50 cents of seeds, has now filled the jar with beautiful sprouts that you rinse, do the final rinse, and then store them in the refrigerator, and they'll last you for days. This is why I have several batches going each week.
All right, so the two misconceptions we all have about eating healthy, eating organic, is it's expensive and it's, you know, it's just going to take too much time and energy. You've combated those misconceptions right there. This is not only easy, this is extremely inexpensive. All you need to do is buy a few things, the trays, whatever. You're using a dish towel. You're just getting the seeds. This is fairly easy and inexpensive.
And by the way, at handypantry.com, they have all these cool starter kits, and you can get 3 jars and 12 different kinds of seeds, and it doesn't cost very much. Or you could get the sprout garden that has 3, like about in diameter, 12 inches of 3 stackable trays where you can make 3 different kinds. They have salad blends like radish and broccoli and alfalfa. They have bean blends. They have high protein where you grow different, 3 different kinds in one jar. But sprouts are life's, nature's little miracle, because you start with a small, dry, hard seed. You add a little warm water and warm air, and you watch as life emerges as if by magic. And if anybody's listening right now and they've never attempted to grow sprouts and don't know if you'll like them, try this experiment. Let's assume you like almonds and raw sunflower seeds. Soak them both separately in filtered water for half a day. Drain it, pat them dry, and taste them. Because when you soak them, Barb, that starts the germination process. By the way, I only eat almonds that have been soaked, because that plumps them up. They're a little bit softer, and all sprouting completely increases the nutritional value of the seed or the nut or the grain you're sprouting. And so taste the almond and the sunflower seed after you've soaked it for a half a day or overnight, and you'll see that it tastes even better. I fly all the time. When I fly, I always take a big bag of soaked and drained almonds, because they're really rich in protein and nutrients. And then I take other high water content fruit, you know, food like fruit and cucumbers or bell peppers and things that are easy to eat because it's dry in the cabin. And I always take some sprouts with me.
Mm. All right. This all sounds so good, so nurturing. It reminds me of when you're talking about the trays and everything. I had a hamster for my son, and I would clean that thing out every week, and to me that was a big pain. And we all have animals like that, things we nurture, but here we're growing plants. You're nurturing them too, and you get to, you know, put this good nutrition in our body. So this is easy. This is great. So if you don't want to get a hamster, start sprouting.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you say?
If you think you don't have time and it's too complicated, my neighbor, five doors away, Betty, just turned 90, and she read my recipe book that has a whole chapter on sprouting and a chart to show you the soaking times and when to harvest. It's called Recipes for Health Bliss. By the way, Louise Hay called it the most beautiful health book on the planet. But she read that in my brand new book, Walking on Air, Your 30-Day Inside and Out Rejuvenation Makeover. And now she's passionate about growing sprouts with the help of her three great-grandchildren that are between the ages of 4 and 7. So, and then also, if you think you have no space, if you go to my website, SusanSmithJones.com, right there, and there's a photo of me on the homepage. Click on the newsletter button in the photo and scroll to the big write-up all about everything we're talking about, all about sprouting. And there's a video of a trucker, an American trucker, who drives throughout the 48 contiguous states. And he grows, and it's a YouTube video of about 6 minutes. He shows how he grows all kinds of sprouts and even wheatgrass as he's driving in the cab of his truck.
In the truck.
Amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, staying healthy on the run. And we're going to run here because we're out of time, Susan. Susan mentioned her website, SusanSmithJones.com. But stay tuned. We're going to have a part two, so look for it on BloomWithBarb.com, a part two to this talk about sprouting, where we talk about the 6 reasons to sprout. Susan, your new book is?
It's Walking on Air, Your 30-Day Inside and Out Rejuvenation Makeover. And if anybody calls this toll-free number and gets Walking on Air or the recipe book, Recipes for Health Bliss, you can get a bonus gift of my popular book CD combo called Nature's Medicine Chest. That toll-free number is 1-800-523-9971. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
As always, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, thank you for being with us. And you out there, don't miss part 2, the 6 reasons to sprout. We'll expand on this topic of sprouting, the health benefits, how to grow it, and why it's beneficial for you. Thanks so much for being on Bloom with Barb.
Thanks, Barb.
Thank you for joining me on Bloom Talk. Listen to other Bloom Talk podcasts on bloomwithbarb.com and iTunes. Until then, keep blooming. I'm Barb Scala. Welcome to Bloom Talk, my conversations with people who are blooming and sprinkling their seeds for success for growing an inspired life, cultivating more balance in our busy lifestyles, and living more healthy and natural. So bloom with me, bloom with Barb, on Bloom Talk next.
I'm back with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, who is here for part 2 about sprouting, the health benefits and the nutritional benefits of sprouting your way to vitality. Sprouts are a superfood, and Dr. Susan Smith-Jones is no stranger to superfoods. In fact, she's called the Sprout Lady. Susan, welcome. And why are you called the Sprout Lady?
Thank you. It's so great to be back with you, Barb. Well, since I was a teenager, I've been so enthusiastic about growing sprouts. I always have them growing in my kitchen. So this has been decades, and I do lots of TV talk shows where I demonstrate how to grow sprouts. So I, you know, and when I talk about radish sprouts that are a little bit spicier in taste but great to add to a salad, often people say, she's the original spice girl. You know, I love to talk about spices and superfoods, and to me, sprouts are the most remarkable superfood on planet Earth. You know, botanically speaking, all nuts, grains, and beans are seeds from plants, and in a few minutes, spread out over a week, and for only pennies, for those of you that want to reduce, you know, your grocery bills, you can grow sprouts that will benefit your body and help heal the body, help you lose weight, look younger, have more energy, and also make your mind function more clearly. Sprouts are good for mental health as well.
That's great, Susan. Let's get right into the six reasons to sprout. Why should we do it? Why isn't it important? Why can't we just eat healthy all the time? What are the extra benefits of sprouting?
Well, here's why I recommend everyone take a few inches on a counter of a kitchen to sprout. Now, yes, you can go to your health food store and your supermarket to buy sprouts, but there have been problems, as you know. You've heard this on the news, I'm sure, about some sprouts, because you don't know how safe they are, if they're grown with organic seeds, how long they've been sitting there, and yet you can harvest them in your kitchen any day of the week, and you know they're fresh and organic, free from fungicides, insecticides, and you're receiving the plant's peak nutrition when nature has mobilized all of its nourishment to bring forth a mature plant. So here are my six reasons to grow sprouts. One is economical.
I love this reason, Susan, because that is the one thing people say over and over again. It's too expensive for me to really eat organically, healthfully, and we're putting that right up front. This is that word that we don't like to say. This is cheap.
it is resoundingly cheap, and it's pricey to get those delicious and so good for you broccoli sprouts at the health food store, and it costs pennies at home. So for one tablespoon of seeds, Barb, costing less than 50 cents, you can fill a quart jar with several ounces of delicious, ready-to-eat sprouts, and a four-ounce package will yield several pounds. And remember, this is concentrated nutrition that's alive, something that can't be said for most nutritional supplements that cost much more. I mean, you can get rid of most of your supplements if you're growing sprouts in your kitchen. So you can't use that it's too expensive for a reason why you don't want to grow sprouts. Barb, on my website, SusanSmithJones.com, click on blog in the navigation bar, and I have pages and pages called All About Sprouts that will give you all this info in much more detail.
That's great. So number one is it's economical. Number two reason to sprout?
Ecological. Because sprouts are such nutritional powerhouses, their food value is much higher than most other foods per unit of production cost. So this conserves energy, saves processing and packaging and storage costs. You know, lots of people buy packages out there. This is different. And it also avoids denaturing and the toxic buildup of the food itself.
Well, I love how you said before it's alive. It's a real alive food, and it's better than supplements, so to speak. So think about saving money too and being ecological. But one thing I hear a lot about is eat nutrient-rich foods, nutrient-rich plants and plant-based foods. And this is it. This is nutrient-dense, nutrient-rich foods, correct?
You know, there's no higher nutrient-rich food on planet Earth, because just the process of sprouting itself increases the nutritional content of the seed, the grain, the bean to truly remarkable levels, like Vitamin C in sprouted peas increases eightfold. The sprouted wheat increases sixfold, and vitamin E threefold in the B complex. And it's like that with everything you sprout. Do you remember in the Egyptian old times of Cleopatra, they can take wheat that's found in some of the tombs, and you start the germination process, which is soaking it. I talked about that in part one. And you can take seeds or grains that are thousands of years old, and they'll still sprout.
Oh, my gosh. That's interesting. Well, I've heard, and I'm not going to give the right statistics, so maybe you can help me, Susan. Wheatgrass, if you eat that and juice it, it's like getting more organic vegetables, or is better than
you
eating all these other things. I don't know what the stat is.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Wheatgrass juice concentrates the chlorophyll and other nutrients. See, wheatgrass itself, the grass, that looks like the grass on your lawn before you juice it, which I grow in my kitchen, by the way, is not digestible in our stomachs because it's too full of that cellulose and other indigestive fibers. But when it's juiced and strained, all the nutrients are freed up and are readily assimilable to the body because, you can't gain the nutrients from the food you eat until it's first made by your body into a liquid. So when you juice something or even blend it, that starts the digestive process so your cells can get all of the nutrients quickly.
And you do this with the sprouts. You throw them in smoothies and things,
too.
Oh,
I do. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So many. And by the way, my full-color recipe book, Recipes for Health Bliss, and my new book called Walking on Air, Your 30-Day Inside and Out Rejuvenation Makeover, has lots of ideas. Now, my third reason to sprout is because they're toxin-free. You always want to get organic seeds. You could buy beans at your supermarket, but most of these beans have been irradiated or chemically treated to inhibit sprouting, and you try to sprout them and you'll come up with a slimy mess. So I always buy my sprouts at handypantry.com. I've done that for over a decade because they're the best value for your money. They're always the best seeds. They're organically grown, and you can get sprouting kits. But sprouts are sweet, pure, as nature intended, and when completely natural and organic and sprouting with clean water, which you want, they're free from toxic residues. So
All
you
right.
always want to make sure you get organic sprouting seeds.
All right, that was number three. What's number four?
Four is sea seeds are easy to store. You can actually freeze them, or you can put them in. What I usually do is I put them in glass jars with airtight lids, and I store them usually on the bottom level because heat rises and it's warmer up above. And you can store seeds for up to 1 to 2 years. So they take up very little space. Some people are into lots of storage, for a big catastrophe. And these are the best foods to store because they last for a long time and don't take up much space.
All right, but keep them on the cooler side. Don't let them heat up.
That's
and
right.
and keep them out of light,
Right,
in the pantry,
and if you
correct?
Have a big extra freezer, you can freeze the seeds.
That's a good tip. Okay, your fifth reason to sprout.
Well, this is a great one because they're low in calories and fat. Now, who doesn't want to lose some weight? And depending on the protein content, you're going to love this, Barb, one fully packed cup of sprouts contains between 16 and 70 calories. And these are all the filled with nutrients, the simple sugars, the omega-3 fatty acids, no cholesterol, all organic. And several, such as alfalfa and red clover, one of my favorites, are sweet and satisfying to the taste. And it's almost impossible to overeat raw, live foods like sprouts. And they're the perfect weight loss and body purification food for the decade. Really, they're the food for the future. We should do a whole show next on the health benefits of raw foods.
Oh, that would be great. But, you know, I profess, and I do this once a week. I'm not a vegan, but I go vegan one day a week. And I'm always looking for protein sources. So what is very interesting about the sprouts is they're loaded with protein.
Oh, they are. Absolutely. Because cows and horses and gorillas, they get their protein from grass. And when you sprout these seeds and you let indirect light hit them on the third day, they turn green. You know, it's really magical. And kids love to participate in the process. And
oh,
by
I
the
bet
way,
that's fun.
Yeah. On my website, SusanSmithJones.com, right on the homepage, click on the current newsletter, and I have a huge write-up about sprouts that you'll like with photographs.
All right. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones is always loaded for information. She has her sixth and final reason to sprout. What's that, Susan?
Well, they're tasty and versatile. See, all sprouts, you know, no matter which ones, they're bursting with flavor. And I think you may be surprised how truly delectable they are. There's so much you can do with them. You can add or substitute them whenever you use vegetables. For example, you can saute with mung beans. You can steam or broil. You know, let's say you're making a lentil burger, a sprouted lentil burger, stir fry. You can bake with them. You know, I use sprouted flaxseed in some of my homemade breads. And, you know, and I use raw sprouted garbanzo beans to make my tahini. So it's all my hummus, and I add a little raw tahini. In my newsletter in the sprouting section, I have a short video of a trucker who grows all kinds of sprouts and wheatgrass in the cab of his truck. So keep in mind, it doesn't matter what the weather is outside, the time of year, you don't need any digging, planting, weeding, deal with pests, chemicals to worry about, and with practically no weight at all, as you have a weight with outdoor garden vegetables, in 2 to 7 days at the most, you have nutrition-packed, bountiful harvest that you can store in your refrigerator. It costs pennies to grow, a few minutes spread out over a week, and so if you're a camper, a boater, RVer, you know, they're so easy to grow. And by the way, at Handy Pantry, whatever you buy comes with a little booklet that gives you all the instructions on how to sprout. You know, 4-year-old and 5-year-old little children can do the sprouting process easily. And many kids I've worked with and taught this to at schools, they show their friends how to do it. And my neighbor kids use it as their class project and show their teachers and classmates how to sprout.
It's a great thing to introduce kids to. It's a family project. It gets everybody involved with growing, which you know at Bloom with Barb, I love to do, growing, nurturing ourselves, our bodies, our health, our wellness. And it's fun. That's the main thing. One thing I want to, with the minute or so remaining that we have, Dr. Susan, I want to ask you about sprouted breads that you can buy off the shelf. Are they good? Are they using these sprouts?
And here's what they usually do. You start the sprout process by soaking the seed, the nut, or the grain, and it's usually overnight or for a few hours. So if they have soaked the grain first, then you can call that a sprout. If you let it grow a little bit longer, it begins to grow a little tail on it, you know, like a alfalfa seed. A wheat begins to grow a little bit of the wheat. So, and remember, as I talked about in part one, when you start that soaking process, the germination process, the nutrients in the sprout are remarkably increased. So sprouted breads, you know, crackers, are much better for you than regular breads made with refined flour. In fact, you don't want to even put those in your basket at the supermarket.
All right. So we're going to have some recipes, a recipe or two online at bloomwithbarb.com from Dr. Susan Smith-Jones that uses sprouts, and we'll see what we get. She's got some yummy things on her website as well, which is susansmithjones.com. As always, Dr. Susan, thank you so much for being here. Your latest book is?
It's Walking on Air, Your 30-Day Inside and Out Rejuvenation Makeover, and my full-color recipe book with over 150 color photos is called Recipes for Health Bliss. And you can get them anywhere, but if you go through this toll-free number I'll give you and you purchase either of those books, you'll also get a bonus gift of my popular Natural Remedy CD booklet combo called Nature's Medicine Chest. The toll-free number is 1-800-523-9971. That's Eastern Time, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. And you can learn more about this offer at susansmithjones.com and click on the current newsletter.
All right, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, thank you, the Sprout Lady, a.k.a. the Sprout Lady. We're so lucky to have you here from time to time on bloomwithbarb.com. Please come back to us again, and I'd love to take you up on that. We'll talk about raw foods next time, okay?
Oh, I'd love to. That'd be great.
Thank you for joining me on Bloom Talk. Listen to other Bloom Talk podcasts on bloomwithbarb.com and iTunes. Until then, keep blooming.